Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your body, your health. Now, the Kingham OX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
Is it really ADHD, or should the real diagnosis be youth? CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker reports on a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine.
The study found summer babies are some 30% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than kids born even a few weeks later in September. One possible reason, says Harvard's Tim Layton, summer babies can be up to a year younger than their classmates and act accordingly. His advice:
before assigning a diagnosis of ADHD to that child, the physician, the parent, at a minimum, should pause if that child has a summer birthday and say, wait a minute, like, is this because this child is just young?
A reminder, too, he says that there's more subjectivity to an ADHD diagnosis than many health professionals would like to admit.
A potential breakthrough in male contraception, what the pill did for women, researchers hope a gel will do for men.
For any product like this to move forward, it's going to have to be safe, effective, and reversible. This product's been in development for about 10 years, and essentially it's a combination of two hormones, testosterone and progestin. And the way that it works is it's going to be applied to the skin of the upper arms and shoulders daily. And so in this study, the men are going to apply this every day, and they're going to monitor them for a couple months to make sure that their sperm production count goes down. And the hope is that the sperm production decreases, but it doesn't affect their libido or have other side effects.
Food allergies with kids are expanding.
Today's children are much more likely to develop food allergies, so say health experts, who've noted a significant increase in allergies around the world in recent decades, and especially in the West. What they don't know is why. Some of the most common allergies are to milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, sesame, fish, and shellfish. And what's more, these allergies are more likely to trigger serious reactions, including difficulty breathing and anaphylactic shock.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.